Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. Of course, I love hearing from you. So please, give me a call. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And if you're a little too afraid to give me a call, hey, you can email the brother, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Questions, comments, concerns, all that. I take care of you. I like to hear from you guys, you know. It makes my day. I get to bounce off ideas from you, the listener. Our social network, of course, if you're watching me now on the tag, I appreciate that. If you want to associate with me on Facebook, you can go to the Smooth Drama group on Facebook, ask to get in. Myself or Mr. J will hook you up and get you in. And we talk about anything and everything in that group. It gets kind of crazy. And basically, anywhere you find Smooth Drama, you Google Smooth Drama, wherever you find Smooth Drama, add me. I'll add you back. We can talk about it. Welcome to the Perceptions vs. Reality Show, where if you've listened to me, you know I talk about the stuff that is happening. There's a perception of what's happening, and then there's the reality. And I like to make a distinction. But first, before I do that, I want to make a shout out. You know, obviously, I have my listeners here in the United States. I want to give a shout out to my international listeners. So special shout out to my listeners in the UK, Russia, Canada, and Germany. I don't speak French. I don't speak German. Definitely don't speak Russian. I might speak a bit of the King's English, but that, you know, working that accent for too long, it'll mess me up. I won't even be able to finish. But I do want to give a shout out to all my listeners out there, domestic and international. Your patronage is appreciated. And speaking of patronage, in my perception versus reality, hell, it's over. I don't know if y'all heard, but is it? We're at the end. Jim Baker said the world is ending Saturday. So whatever you gonna do, you got like 4 days. It's Tuesday. So if you ain't getting started on what you're trying to do before the world ends, well, he says the rapture starts Saturday. So I don't know if that necessarily affects everyone, because if I'm not mistaken, the rapture is like 144,000 people, right? So we say we're like 6-7 billion people on Earth, 144, it won't really be missed. And then, you know, you have that rapture, and I guess the end of the world starts then. So I guess, depending on what you believe, it would suck to if you're dating one of the 144,000, because you just done lost yours. But, you know, I'm like, I could think of 144,000 people that can go away, and the world would be a better place. I'm sure I can make a list, and I'm guessing you probably could too. I know here in the United States, there are a few people that we wouldn't mind going away. And I'd be like, can we get the list broadened? Can we square 144,000? We can just square it. Let me see. Did I break out my calculator? What is 144,000 times 144,000? See, this just comes out of the blue here. 144,000 times 144,000. It equals 20,000,007. Wait, hold on. Is that 20? No. Yeah. That's like 20. Is it 20 billion? Or 20 million? And yeah, 20 million people can be gone. Just like that. I can think of 20 million people that could be gone. Maybe we, if we can get rid of all the KKK, white supremacists in this rapture, be kind of cool. And for an added bonus, we can get rid of some of these coons too. Just about. Anyway, speaking of coons, Spike Lee and Jordan Peele is working on a movie, Black Klansman, which was about a black man who was investigating the KKK, and you know, he's pretending like he was a Klansman. He was investigating them, and he was talking to them online, and whenever they needed an officer to go and pretend to be a Klansman, they sent one of his white colleagues. And I was like, that doesn't seem like a compelling movie to me. It's kind of boring. I thought, and this is me, the perception versus reality. My perception was, okay, if we're doing a Black Klansman, then you can. I thought it was gonna be about coons, black people that hate black people. You do a movie about Black Klansmen, have like gangbangers who serial killers who kill black folks, and you have the coons that work real hard to please master, and you know, you do that movie. I was like, oh man, I gotta see it. But now, if it's just about that, I don't want to see that. I don't care about a black dude investigating the Klan. What? Where's the fun in that? Spike, we already know they hate black people. What's there to investigate? What is the Klan up to? Let me take a hard, educated guess. Bylaws. Kill everybody who is not white. Check. Hate everyone who's not white. Check. Try to sleep with everyone who is not white. Check. I mean, isn't that all that's on the KKK's resume? Well, and when I say sleep, when I mean rape. Rape. Just saying. Yeah. Perception versus reality. I wish my perception was the truth. But unfortunately, it is not. Although, I will talk about one truth. I don't know if y'all saw some of these stadiums, like especially in L.A., the Rams Stadium, which seats over 60,000 people, looked like it had about 10, 15. And you know, they're showing the pictures, right? And you just see orange. And I ain't talking about people in orange shirts. I'm talking about just empty ass seats. And then the Chargers, who are supposed to be playing in the stadium also, eventually they're gonna be in LA in the same stadium, them and the Rams. Chargers are in StubHub in C. Arson, well, otherwise known as Carson. They have empty seats in Carson, and Carson is in the StubHub is a stadium that only holds like 27,000 people. So, you know, they were like, yeah, they announced like 21,000, I think my homie said. But you look in the stands, it's like more like 2,100 people. Because it's like the whole top is like empty. Like the whole top row is just empty. It's like 15 bleachers empty. And, you know, everybody is like down. Because I'm guessing they probably was like, hey, y'all ain't got to sit up there. Ain't nobody down there. So, obviously, they let everybody move down. So, when the cameraman is, like, showing the crowd a little bit, that there are some people there. It's like, we're going to show that crowd shot of 2,000 people. We'll say 4,000 people that were there at the stadium. Now, there's the perception versus reality. There are people who are saying, well, yeah, because of these anti-anthem anti-anthem, anti-American protests that are going on out there, we're staying away. Where then there's the other side that we have. It's like, well, not really all that interested in the games. And I know a lot of black folks don't care whether or not Kaepernick, and, you know, it's moved to the anthem. But we know it as, hey, he was about poor folks. And I will say this day after day, week after week, month after month. His argument was poor people being mistreated. They turned it into whatever the hell they turned it into. Doesn't matter. And they're like, yeah, well, see, nobody's going to see the games. I don't care. I don't make not one nickel off the NFL. I don't give a shit about the NFL. If NFL football went away, it would probably be one of the better things for inner city black youth. Because their brains would be scrambled. And they wouldn't have this unrealistic, I mean, obviously, there's still unrealistic goals of being basketball players, but at least it won't be unrealistic, brain-damaged individuals. Just thought. Just me talking. Speaking about brain-damaged individuals, Floyd Mayweather, some of y'all's hero. I can't say I'm a big fan of his. Yes, he's a great boxer. Yeah, he's a great boxer. Not necessarily a great human being, aside from being a woman beater, which I still don't understand the ladies. You know, why the ladies are down with him. I know he black, he rich, whatever, but he'll whoop your ass. On top of him supporting your president, which I talked about, Koonin, you know, him supporting your president and him saying it like, I got to get at that ass. I'm grabbing the pussy. You know, him like, yeah, that shit is cool. This dude bought a mansion for $26 million cash. So he rolls around $26 million in cash. Like, yeah, here you go. Here's your cash. I got $26 million. And it's like, it's so, ha, 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 I got $26 million in cash. I mean, that's cool and all. But let's just talk about appreciation, depreciation here for a second. Perception versus reality. Perception is Floyd is rolling. He's got this house, and he moves in it. It's going to be worth a whole lot. We talk about real estate, right? He bought it for 26. He gonna be able to bubble and double it, right? Ain't that what Jay-Z was talking about? But you know, even my homies talk, and it's like famous white people live there, and so the value goes up. Famous black people live there. What does the value do? Does it go up or does it go down? I mean, we know that is, it ain't worth nothing now. Perception is he's rolling and he's got $26 million. I mean, the fact that he spent $26 million on a mansion that somebody else, that's just dumb. If I'm spending $26 million, I'm making the house on my land. And it's going to be like one of the greatest military survivalist compounds ever known to man. They're going to be like, damn, he is ready for anything. Him? No, not so much. But, you know, I know people say I'm a hater, and yes, I am. But that's what suckers do. On that note, going on break, and since I need to stop talking a little bit, I'm going to let Erykah Badu do the talking for me. This is Erykah Badu, AD 2000.
together you've got smooth drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. That was Erykah Badu, AD 2000. Don't be naming no buildings after me. No, they're not naming no buildings after me. Won't be making any monuments or anything like that. I've ran no footballs in for a whole lot of touchdowns. I've done no dunking. I can't think of anything that would be super califragilistic expialidocious that people would celebrate like, oh my goodness, he was so amazing. I've made a million rap songs that people hate me for forever. Anyway, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number, 347-826-7435. Also, like always, I encourage you all to email a brother, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Now, of course, we are talking about perception versus reality. Yeah, we talk about perceptions, and there are certain people who the perception is that you see them and everything is normal, and you don't see, and you'll see somebody like me, and obviously I'm a terrorist, I'm a threat, blah, 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 blah. We know the deal. I mean, I tell the story, I was hanging out with an old co-host, G-Spot, few weeks back, and you know, we're joking, we're going to hang out, we're joking about, you know, he's making a joke, I'm like the safest person ever. You don't know me, I'm one of those statistical anomalies. I've never had a drink or a smoke before in my life. The one time I was high was when I broke my nose in high school, and I think they may have injected some drugs in me to operate. That's my one hitter quitter, but that doesn't count because it was not me on purpose intentionally. At least I wasn't the perpetrator. Anyway, point is, I am the greatest designated driver ever. If there's a designated driver's hall of fame, I could pop my collar. I'm in it. You know, I'm the, you know, there's the that old movie, The Spook Who Sat by the Door. I am the square who sat by the door. I mean, I like to think of myself as an alpha nerd. You know, like I'm one of them nerds that actually talk to people and be cool and all that. But, you know, point is, I tell folks, I'm square. I may look and sound like I'm in the cool crowd, but I'm not one of the cool people. And I say this, you know, we talk about perception versus reality. There are people who have a perception of what someone should be. You know, I mean, most perceptions about me, and I've even had kids, whatnot, and other folks will assume that one, I'm you know, I'm a marijuana partaker. You know, it just, and just a general athlete, whatever. I mean, yes, I am an athlete. I used to be a very good athlete. Now I'm like, I'm good enough to beat middle schoolers. After that, I got nothing. Anyway, I mean, but that's what we're talking about. The reality is, I mean, I'm a comic book nerd. I'm a square. Designated driver, Hall of Fame. I mean, my picture is in there. If you got designated driver, I'm in there like this, popping my collar. That Hall of Fame is mine. I own the trophy. It's no designated driver greater than me. I'm him. Anyway, so we're driving, and they're letting everybody go through, and he's like, watch, they're going to stop us. Mind you, you know, I'm a black man, G-Spot. He light-skinned. He Puerto Rican. They still stop us. You know, where you going? Where you coming from? Everybody else got through. Now, it's the burden in life of a black man. We understand that. It's no big deal. But see, like, there's a guy, serial killer, one of America's most notorious serial killers lately, the guy Todd Kohlhepp, who was a successful real estate broker from Spartanburg, South Carolina. He was arrested after a woman was found kidnapped, chained by the neck inside a storage container on his property. And there's a woman who was talking about she dated him. She had a 10-year affair with his ass because he's married. 10-year affair with his ass. Dating the serial killer. And her name doesn't matter. But she came out. She's like, yeah, I knew there was something about him, but I couldn't put my finger on it. But yeah, we know what it is. His ass is crazy. He's a serial killer. You know. And we know there are women like men who are dangerous, allegedly. I don't know. Some of my listeners, maybe y'all like them dangerous, maybe you don't. I don't know. I don't say I prescribe to liking dangerous women. If you show me that there's danger, I'm not the guy. I'm asking that MF Doom question. Why is everybody always picking on danger? I'm not picking on danger. I'm square. If you're dangerous, I can't do it. Just the slightest. I mean, like really, I'm talking about the slightest. Just like this much. You see, it's not a lot. If you watch me, it's not a lot of room. As a matter of fact, it's a very microscopic room. That's how much danger I can take. I'm one of them punk-ass dudes. You know, I mean, I'm punk-ass in the sense where I'm going to defend me and mine to the death. But that's like life and death type stuff. The whole, we got to go out and I'm looking to fight folks just because, you know, I want to show how tough I am. I'm not doing none of that. And if we talking about just stupid, I'm not doing none of that either. It makes no sense to me. I'm practical. You know, and I mean, and it's kind of funny because me and my homie, you know, we're comic book nerds. If you don't know, I publish comic books also. Me and my comic book nerd homie, that's what we talk about. We'll put hands on you if it's some life and death and it's about protecting ours and family, whatnot. But that other stuff, I don't see dudes in the club because I don't go to the club because I'm not going to be that old dude in the club. Like doing that old dance from 1992. No. But point is, what we're talking about here is there's a reality. There's a perception. The perception is we're the bad guys. The reality is these so-called normal folks are the, you know, cool, the cool people. They seem like they got it going on. All them folks, they dangerous ones. You know, I'm one of them squares. I roll with the crew where we not going to smack the taste out your mouth, ladies. It's just one of them things. We're not fun like that. it just, it's like, oh, girl, he ain't even talking about beating the shit out of me or nothing. So, there's no fun to it. Not going to be arguing with you about whatever. Whatever is foolishness. No, it's just anti-drama. Even though I'm smooth drama, it's smooth anti-drama. That's the reality, not the perception. These cats, these quote-unquote cool cats, and I say there's a distinction that has to be made on what's cool and what cool people are and what, you know, squares like me are. Those cool people, they're the ones that they make the world horrible. Cool people like myself, we bring something positive to the table. You know, the cool people are those dudes. They got their rap label. They done made like 8 albums. And that big people hating on them though. They hating on my shit. And eventually I'm gonna come out. I'm gonna bust out and it's gonna be on and popping, girl. And you gonna remember you wasn't with anyway. And speaking of music, you know, I'm talking about conscious songs, and I'm thinking, like, we talk about conscious songs, there are some beloved songs that people love, and, you know, I always contend there's a lot of these songs that people love are like stalker songs. They're not cool at all. Actually, these songs are the exact opposite of cool. I mean, perfect example. I'm a Temptations guy. Everybody remembers that song, Just My Imagination. Each day through my window, I watch her as she passes by. I say to myself, I'm such a lucky guy to have a girl like her. You know? Yeah. That it's beautiful lyrics. It's a beautiful song. It's like one of the most beautiful songs ever made. But, you know, he's like, it's just my imagination running away with me. She doesn't even know me. Stalker song. But it's a beautiful song. Now, the song that I say is conscious, y'all gonna laugh at me. I'm gonna bust out a song that you would never pick. Never, ever, ever in 1,000 years. Baby Got Back. Sir Mix-a-Lot. Yeah, I said it. Sir Mix-a-Lot. Baby Got Back. Think about it for a second. You seen the video. Starts off with the white girl. It's like, oh my God, Becky, look at her butt. It's, you know, sticking out there and whatnot. Mix-a-Lot. Sir Mix-a-Lot. Throwing love to the sisters. I mean, yeah, I mean, you can say, yeah, it's a booty song. It objectifies women. But did it really? Did it really objectify you? And he was talking about the love for the sisters, that backside. He's like, I need a woman with the ba-bump, ba-bump, junk in the trunk. Baby got to have back. My anaconda don't want none if you ain't got buns, hun. Yeah. Consciousness. Is it unconscious or conscious? What's the perception versus reality? One song is a stalker song. And there are a lot of beautiful songs that are straight up stalker songs. Straight up stalker songs. Then you have a song like this that's a conscious song. It's funny, it's catchy. But it's more of a love song than the other one. One guy sung it all smooth. You like listening to it, and it's like, man, can get you open off a lot of these songs. But they were all bad. If you're listening to the lyrics right, this dude is like, hey, I appreciate your natural beauty / booty. Yeah. I'm just saying, perception versus reality. What is the perception? What is the reality? Real simple to me. Anyway, yeah, we had somebody let off a little firework over here. They can't help it. Doesn't matter. Anyway, or maybe that was just apropos the explosion, talking about booty, just causing an explosion that can't be contained. I don't know. You make the choice. And we talk about other choices. I mean, I hate talking about, like, Trump. You see all these perceived attacks. It's like, let's not talk about my criminal activities, right? Everything that he's done that is impeachable. We ain't talking about that. Homie talking about attacking Korea. Like, we wiped Korea out. Why are we attacking Korea? Where is the danger in your everyday life for Korea? Korea is not threatening anybody. It's not here in the United States. It's not affecting our freedom. Not one iota. It's not even an issue. It shouldn't even be in the context of an issue. Now, he's in the United Nations. Like, yeah, Korea can get it. We can wipe them out. You know, when we talk about military, right? You know, everybody support the troops. Thank you for your service, you know, all this extra. But, I mean, is it patriotism to want to start a heedless, needless war on folks that don't even affect our bottom line, not one bit? But that's what's happening, right? I mean, Venezuela. A lot of people don't even know where Venezuela is. I just, you know, you ask somebody, hey, point out Venezuela. It's, shit. What continent is Venezuela in? It's in America, right? Because, you know, there's that whole, it's funny, and this is the, this is always when we talk about perception versus reality. There's North America and South America. But last time I checked, if you say North America, South America, that's still America, right? But we don't think of it like that. It's just like, yeah, we're Americans. I'm American. I'm American. Yeah, everybody on the continent is American. But that don't count. Their American don't count like your American counts. Allegedly. Anyway. I mean, just think about that for a second. We talk about perception versus reality. Everybody on this continent is American. Maybe. I don't know. You decide. On that note, I am going on break again because he thinks I need one. This is Jean Grey. A-likes. Well, let you rock like a fitter and she flows like a fitter and she flows like a fitter and she probably is. And if she walks like a fitter and she talks like a fitter, don't talk to the fitter and she probably is. And if she writes like a fitter, hold a mic like a fitter, pull a pump like a butter, you know what you get. And if she rhymes like a fitter and she rhymes like a fitter, who rhymes like a fitter, you know who it is. A bird dies, walks the earth flesh. At the same time, the murderous text arose like a phoenix with the glow of death. A poet who sets ahead like Noah just left. Mom's sex, holding heck no. I know what you'd expect. Golden panic, stolen men's thoughts like a fallen disciple. All in the Bible, the cause is the call.
calling haiku. The love of words, language, with a phrase, slang, a memory. Back, take a look, a future brighter than your children's brain. Life, a speed, what the thoughts cause me like. Fall apart, precious, stay right. Hold the thoughts, that black coast, it's daylight. Feel like, but you don't hear me though. But everything else just don't go right. Even if you just pretend that it's alright. Hold the thoughts, that black coast, it's daylight. Feel like, but you don't hear me though. For lack of better words, well that's actually the worst. The vernacular must match first to pass a better verse. Head to curse, a rock backwards, like a roll backwards. Put the same line and make a track, yes, accurate. A master that fuck rhyme, kill it, saw the bastardized. Masquerated, I roll, drive on, patronize it. Must analyze it slow, mathematical, crack addict full. My rap will take you high like astronomical planes. The money changes hands is here. It's just here, you disappear. My bliss is ripping spheres. The black hedonist, leaving black like a dreaming of a caddy. Black leather cheetah, beat banging, heat sad. Feeling a scratch, meaner, police tracking a song. The side track of an alley and laugh at the law. You see my way of doing things that's sort of different. Never before too different, I just snuck and keep it step and listen. Heavy salt like a gravity at hand, smashing the floor. Black jacket, crack and slap me jaw. I'm like a little white packing a sword. You must be out of your door. The girl was insane, but I've told you before. It's like, let's see what the cause be light, fall apart, precious, stay right. Hold the thought, the black coast to daylight. Hey, I like, feel like, but you don't hear me though. But everything else just don't go right. Even if you just pretend that it's alright. Hold the thought, the black coast to daylight. Hey, I like, feel like, but you don't hear me though. A rational thought's often, to find me squeezing a call Boston. Peter with wine on heathens, to squeeze in a coffin. The alcoholic in me's almost slaughtered, like the traveling daughter Dawson, who was found indoors with the farm and daughter Lauren. I'll freak a little forward, a little proper grammar, rapper with the capital R, fact with no capital. Fact is, I'm hazardous, agile as hell, immaculate. Poems rap like a minute, obsessive, compulsive cabinet. Sneak is still dirty, at least it's still worldly. Speak maybe a 30, I speak that I ain't worthy yet. To grab the drink, post them up for the future. Seems the truth, so they say, but I ain't met no intruder.
Y'all niggas don't hear me. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
nigga. Gene Gray, motherfuckers.
Ghost listening, 347-826-7435. Morning, M. Harness, 11-9. Good to hear from you. If you are ghost listening, if you go into the chat room, I've got this week's tomfoolery in there. There's a pair of jeans. Talk about it on the next show, but there's a picture, a link to a picture in the chat room. Check it out if you're looking to see something real funny. In the meantime, y'all know what time it is. It is Groundhog Day time.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
Oh, what is that shit that happened again? You can guess. It has something to do with injustice towards black folks. Caron Davis was 22 years old when he was charged with capital murder and booked into the county jail. Guess what? 10 years later, and it is 2017, 10 years later, he's still there awaiting trial. Now, we know in the Constitution. You know, that document that we're so-called sworn to uphold. So they have, you have the right to a speedy and fair trial. Well, he's had 2 judges, 14 lawyers, and 9 trial dates. The first, which was in 2008. Still nothing's happened. Oh, I have a caller, though. Let's see if we can get our caller on the air here. Caller, you're on the air. Welcome to Smooth Drama. How can I help you?
Not much, man. Just checking out what you was talking about, man. Don't do your thing.
All right. Thank you for listening. I'll put you back on hold. Yeah, so anyway, 10 years. Speedy trial, 10 years. Caron Davis was 22 when he got caught up in the system. 22. He is now 32 after 9 trial dates. First one started in 2008. The district attorney who served for nearly 3 decades retired. Still waiting with no dates in sight. He's not been found guilty, but shit, he might as well have been. He's done 10 years with no nothing. Yeah, you're going to get a trial. Year later. You're going to get a trial, homie. Year later. You're going to get a trial, homie. A year later. You're going to get a trial, homie. It's coming. See, now, we know. Black dude. I mean, we take a reasonable guess. I mean, you see in the article, picture of his mother. Black woman. So, it's a reasonable expectation that he was black man. Because generally, that's how it happens. So, let's think about that for a second. Black man who hasn't even been found guilty. He just charged with something. Got 10 years. Now, see, all these gung-ho patriots out there, they're quick to attack Colin Kaepernick, who is talking about this very thing right here. Poor people not being treated fairly. Got nothing to do with patriotism. This is what's this case? Caron Davis. What? 10 years without a trial. 10 years without a trial and counting. Your life is in a constant state of limbo. I mean, you want to talk about some fuckery? That is the epitome of fuckery. I mean, you know, but hey, as what we talk about, when we talk about Groundhog Day, these type of issues, for a better sense, you know, I mean. In the lighter sense, you have there's a court appeal that blocked the San Francisco law requiring health warnings on soda. How do I go from Groundhog Day to this? That's real simple. I mean, the soda is and this was a 3-judge panel of the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. They faulted the 2015 ordinance for mandating a large warning on billboards, structures, and vehicles. Now, we know it's because the Coke, Pepsi, you know, they made a sizable donation to these judges feed my family fund. Allegedly. I mean, they call them campaign donations. We call them bribes. Perception versus reality. Anyway, so, yeah. Now, does it make a big difference? Should it make a difference? No. But, you know, what's that reality? The reality is, we all know that it's bad for you. But they don't want you telling folks that it's bad, because if you put it on a billboard and you make commercials, it all of a sudden becomes reality. Because people only believe what they see in the ads. They don't believe the truth when you tell them the truth. But if you put it in the ad and it's something that they see every day and it's enticing, yeah, the truth will set them free. Something that they understand, which is why they allow this stuff to be one-sided. Because diabetes and bad teeth is a real issue. That's why you want to make sure that you take care of yours. You got, my dentist used to say, brush and floss the ones you want to keep. Now, we move on to something a little more serious. If you listen to my show, I have certain feelings about people coming out the closet. So coming out the so-called closet. I don't care who comes out the closet. I don't care who's fucking who. Whatever. It's not my issue. You're not fucking me. You're not fucking me. It's not my issue. But them being a hero is like, how is it a hero if I'm a man and I suck another man's dick? A hero does not make me like me telling the world, hey, y'all, I'm a man and I like sucking dick. Or I like getting my dick sucked by men. That is not heroic. That is just, you just like your dick sucked by a man, or you like sucking men's dick. That's it. It's no more heroic than me, although I can say it now. According to this, there's an article that said straight black men are the white people to black people. And let's look at it. Straight black men are the white people of black people. Because it's basically saying that heterosexual black men like myself are oppressing we're oppressing homosexual black people. It's kind of funny. It's saying I'm oppressing, like, you know, it's like me and the homies, we just like walking through the streets of the Bay, smacking dick out of homosexual men's mouth. Stop it. Stop sucking that dick, homie. Put that dick down. What are you doing? Why are you sucking on her? Oh, suck on her titty. No, why are you sucking? That's what we're talking about here, right? This is what we're talking about. Oppressing them. Like, yeah, I'm in a position of power, and I'm making sure that, because they're homosexual, they can't get a job. I'm oppressing them. I'm making sure that they can't get home loans. I'm making sure that they don't feel safe in their community. Yeah. That's what's happening. I'm just going to say this. I mean, I watched Atlanta. If you watched Atlanta, and you were talking about, yeah, transgender, I didn't even know that they existed. Like, you're just not that important to me. They're not that important to me. It doesn't affect my life at all. Now, I do have a beef with those dudes that be trying to hit you up and talk to you, knowing they dudes. It's like, oh, but you, hey, you know, you ain't had it till the man suck your dick. Yeah, I'm good with females. Not trying to digress. I'm just saying. That's garbage. Anyway. The fact that they can come out, they can come out their mouths. And you know, we talking about perception versus reality, diversionary tactics. And you're splitting folks up. At the end of the day, whether you're gay, heterosexual, homosexual, whatever, cops still gonna pull your ass over and cap you because we look alike. Doesn't matter whether we sucking dick or eating pussy. I mean, that's the reality. You know, they're rioting in St. Louis right now. I myself do not understand rioting. Will never understand rioting. That's something that it happened in the 60s. It was effective then. Times have changed. Methods have changed. I mean, they are prepared to lock everyone up. You know, the strategy, the Gandhi strategy, oh, it's too many people to get locked up. That shit is not a problem now. They have ample space to lock your black ass up. Why are you out there protesting? And you know, it's Groundhog Day. If you want to make change, you have to take money out their pocket. Don't go to these games, like the NFL games, the NBA games. Don't go to these games at all. If you're upset with St. Louis and their policies, just pick an organization and boycott them. Do not spend money with them. They will change if you take the money out of their hands. People won't respect you if they can control you and know exactly what you're going to do at all waking points. It's foolishness. In passing, one, you are still not a hero because you suck dick as a man. You're just a man who sucks dick. I'm sorry. Nothing heroic about it. Two, please, stop protesting. At least protesting in the streets, getting your head cracked. Just don't spend money with these fools. Spend money with yourself. On that note, I am Mr. F the N-Word. This was another smooth drama production. And I'm out. We all got like 4 days left before the world ends. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hair.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
Smooth.